All right, so let's talk about Egypt, Egypt Air, and the bodies that have BOM bomb blasts on them. There. That's right, huh? Egypt Air and the bodies that have bomb blasts on them. I don't know. Does that make any sense? I mean, I know it makes sense as we're talking about it, but I'm saying, does it make sense if I type exactly what I just said? I don't know. It's all confusing. It's all confusing. The way I have to run the board. I got the board to the left of me. See, those of you who don't watch the show, I have a board to the left of me. You can't see it, but I do. And I have it's a big iMac. I know Apple products, even though they didn't crack the phone of the terrorists for the government, and I should boycott them, but it's just a good computer. I can't. But I don't like them, okay? I don't like them. But I can use the product. Listen, like I said, you don't have to necessarily like Trump to vote for Trump. I don't like Apple. I think they're scumbags. I think Tim Cook is a dirty piece of crap scumbag. But the computer's good. Damn, iPhone's good. So I can hate them, but like the products. Anyways, so I got my board here to the left, and I got the big iMac, and I got the switcher up here, and I got sound effects, and I got the call, the thing, if people call, and I could go, hey, how you doing? Yeah, great. And they could say, oh, I don't like your show, and I could hang up on them and go, F you. And then to the right of me, which would, I guess, be your left, but the right of me is the video computer. And this has our video feed that controls our volume and things of that nature. So if things go haywire, I look to the right and I go, okay, wow, we got to fix that. And the audio is too low or too high and I got to fix that because we're over-modulating. So it's crazy. And then I tweet out and it goes on my Facebook and does the whole thing when we're doing a segment. So sometimes I don't do it before we go to break. I do it after, and then I'm in the middle and I'm speaking, saying Egypt Air and the bodies. And I know. Okay, I'll get to the point. I'll get to the bit. I won't bore you. I won't bore you. Okay. So, report that came out. Now, remember yesterday what I say about Egypt Air. What did I say? They're going to bury this. They're going to bury this. They're going to drag the feet. They're literally going to drag the feet for as long as they can. And then after everybody has lost interest, and we're already into, 25 different news cycles, they will come out and say, there was a bomb on board. We think it originated from the airport in France or in Egypt, wherever, or one of the other stops that it made. It was in a food cart, and chances are it was a worker who it was a ISIS sympathizer, and it's tough to weed them out because in Europe you have millions and millions of Muslims that have migrated into various countries because of their open border policies and things that Angela Merkel has done and blah, 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 blah. And that's it. And then it ends. And when that report comes out, people are already into, you know, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump or whatever, or the World Series or maybe the basketball championships or maybe the start of football. Who knows? But it gets buried. It gets buried. We talked about this yesterday. It will get buried, just like the Russian jet that was blown up with a soda can bomb. It took weeks and weeks and weeks for them to finally come out and say, oh, yeah, it was a bomb. It was a ISIS offshoot in the Arabian Peninsula. We're going to beef up security. And by that time, it was like, what? I forgot about that. So today, investigators that have been looking at bodies that they have retrieved from the water, something like 66 bodies, and they're not bodies, they're parts of bodies. I'm not BSing you, talking about hands, heads, arms. That's what they've been retrieving. That's what they've been retrieving. They're not full bodies. A full body is normally what's retrieved when a plane has a engine fail. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. An engine fails, the plane, you know, goes into the water. It coasts into the water. It dives into the water. It doesn't explode in midair. Engine fail, something of that nature, two engine fails. Again, the pilot's radio, hey, we got a problem. Hey, we're going to crash. Hey, we're going to try to not die, or we're just gonna try to make this work. Okay, they normally don't find heads and hands and things of that nature scattered across the ocean when it's an engine fail and the plane goes down in the water. Again, we talked about this yesterday. So examiners who looked at the heads, looked at the hands, said, hey, it looks like these body parts were blown to pieces. Yeah, there's signs that are consistent with a blast. Explosion. This is not looking like an engine fail. This is looking like a blast. Pieces spray through the sky. Yeah. It's horrible, but that's what we are now hearing. Now, you're not going to hear it on CNN. You're not going to hear it on MSNBC. This is under the radar. It's under the radar. They don't want people to panic. They don't want people to actually worry about migrants and Muslims and ISIS. No, of course not. Of course not. And the other revelation that came out, and this is all late. Remember, their time is different than our time. I know. I'm saying something that the mildly educated. No. So all this stuff came out last night. But the first report that the plane made moves, you know, like swerving moves and gave the appearance of, an engine fail. Let's try to put the plane. No. They're saying that was wrong. There was no moves. There was no jerks. It just disappeared. Remember, it was at cruising altitude, 35,000 feet. And then just like that, it vanished from the radar. It didn't go down. It didn't swerve to the left. It didn't swerve to the right. It vanished. It exploded. And then the third revelation was that this plane at one time, I mean, I'm just laughing because it's like, you know, rather it's liberals or it's Andrea Merkel or other just deniers of the problems that we have in the Islamic world. It's amazing. At one point, this plane got graffitied. And in Arabic, on the bottom of the plane, said, "We're going to take this plane down." I kid you not. "We're going to take this plane down," or "this plane's going down." But yeah, a while ago, the plane was graffitied. I mean, Jesus. Jesus. I mean, are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right? Man. Listen. When Trump came out and said, "If you people don't believe this is terrorism, you're crazy," and everybody attacked him, "Oh, this, what the hell kind of leader will come out before the facts are in and say this is terror? What? Listen, you really don't have to be a rocket scientist to just connect these dots. And everybody attacked Trump. "Ah, he's this, he's wrong. He just wants to say this to gin up fear." And blah, blah. And here we are today. You got bodies that are pieces of bodies that show the signs of being blown apart. You have the plane not swerving or zigzagging, but just disappearing. As if it exploded. And then you got writing on the plane some time ago saying, "We're going to take it down. We're going to take it down." I mean, man. Man. A lot of coincidences. A lot of coincidences. And I don't hear too many people today going, "You know, Trump, he overreacts. And that's not very responsible of him to come out and say this is a terrorist attack. And we don't even know." And that, I don't hear too many people saying that. As a matter of fact, I don't hear anybody saying that today. I don't hear anybody saying Trump was wrong today. And I don't hear anybody talking about Egypt there. So, little update, wanted to kind of flush that out, wanted to have all you guys absorb that.